You're listening to SBS News.
Filipino teenager Chatin Abrera was just 9 years old when one of the most powerful cyclones ever recorded, Typhoon Haiyan, devastated his country in 2013. He remembers being without power for months and missing weeks of school.
Thousands of, you know, homes, including our home, was disrupted at that time. Floods are basically everywhere. Dead bodies of animals are everywhere. Trees are falling down. It's just so messed up.
Chatin believes the Philippines is being exposed to such events more frequently because of human-induced climate change. Now aged 15, he sees the ongoing effects of climate change every day on his country and the quality of people's lives.
Severe droughts and heavy rains that lead to food insecurity, landslides, death, malnutrition, and also poverty rate have increased because of that. Thousands of families, thousands of people lost their jobs.
The conditions experienced by Chatin are similar to those described by children across the world in a new report from Save the Children. The report, born into the climate crisis, uses modelling for 178 countries to predict how climate change will affect children born in the year 2020 over their lifetimes. It finds that this generation, now aged 1 year old, will on average experience up to 24 times as many climate-induced extreme weather events as someone born in the 1960s. The report's lead author is Save the Children's Erin Ryan.
A baby born last year in Papua New Guinea will face over 10 times as many heat waves and double the risk of fires as their elders, while children in Vanuatu, who are already recovering from a barrage of devastating cyclones over the last few years, will face new challenges, including nearly three times as many droughts.
The report models five extreme weather events: bushfires, crop failure, drought, river floods, and heat waves. It finds that low and middle income countries will be disproportionately affected, even though they contribute less to global emissions. Not only will natural disasters occur more regularly in these countries, but they'll also perpetuate existing inequalities, such as poverty, discrimination, access to health and education, malnutrition and exploitation. But Australian children too are not immune to the ravages of global warming.
So in Australia, the report finds that children born in 2020 can expect to experience over four times as many heat waves, over three times as many droughts, as well as a 30% increase in exposure to bushfires under our vastly inadequate Paris Agreement commitments.
For Melbourne High School student Ella Simons, who just turned 15, that reality has already begun. The climate activist was one of thousands of Australians affected by the record summer bushfires of 2020, when she had to evacuate from a camp in regional Victoria.
It just felt so real. Like, I know fires happen all across Australia, and I know about, like, the 2009 bushfires in regional Victoria, which was really scary, but like to actually be in the thick of it and to not know what was going on, it was really scary. And it kind of just like instilled in me how urgent this is, and how important it is that we all take action.
Ella Simons is Australia's youth delegate at the United Nations Climate Youth Summit in Milan this week. The event takes place ahead of the UN's COP26 global climate talks in Glasgow in November, where world leaders will outline how they'll limit global warming to 1.5 degrees. Ella Simons says she and her peers are expecting their voices to be heard.
I think my generation's very angry, and we're just so frustrated, and to sit there, you can't just sit there anymore and watch nothing change. I want to see drastic change happen, and for the voice of young people to be shared at this event and for change to actually come out of this.
Ahead of the Glasgow summit, Australia has been under mounting pressure to commit to net zero emissions by 2050 and also improve its 2030 goals in line with the international community. Save the Children's Erin Ryan says her report has found that limiting global warming to below 1.5 degrees will significantly reduce the dire climate consequences for future generations. That that includes a 45% reduction in heat waves, 39% fewer droughts, and 10% less wildfires over the lifetime of a child born today. Erin Ryan says children must be at the centre of the world's climate solutions.
This new report really affirms that the climate crisis is a child rights crisis of the highest order. This isn't a future crisis. It's a crisis that's upon us now, and it's worsening by the day. We are really in the fight of our lives, and it is beyond time for the Australian government to throw everything that it can at keeping warming to 1.5 degrees. Not in 30 years, but right now.
Back in the Philippines, Chatan Abrera says he's worried for his future.
Because if people, especially those leaders, which are, for me, I think I'm the most powerful ones, won't take any action to tackle climate change, we will be expecting a completely miserable future, especially for young people, because they are the most vulnerable ones.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.